In this bulletin, calls by Victoria for Australia to follow its lead on child safety reform with a national overhaul. Torrential rain to continue across parts of New South Wales and Queensland, and in rugby league, Canberra Raiders Simi Sasagi says tomorrow's match against the Panthers will be a test ahead of the finals series. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Camille Bianchi. Victoria's Premier Jacinta Allan says national child safety reform is urgently needed, along with state reform. It comes after her government's announcement of a child safety overhaul. A recent independent review found systemic failings, underfunding and outdated practices within the early education sector. The overhaul will see all 22 recommendations of that review implemented. Premier Allan says a national response is also essential to ensure child safety is a top priority across Australia.
We need to go further in a national system that demands a national response, where we have, at a state level, a set of responsibilities and we are acting with urgency to strengthen the child safety requirements around those responsibilities. But we do sit in that national system, and state and territory ministers with the federal government are meeting tomorrow. There is an opportunity.
Jacinta Allan's government had commissioned the Rapid Child Safety Review after serious allegations of child sexual abuse by former childcare worker Joshua Dale Brown. The search continues for two men missing after a car crashed in the McDonald River northwest of Sydney amid heavy rain. After the incident last night, authorities are again urging people not to drive in floodwaters. Much of New South Wales and southeast Queensland will continue to be deluged with rain until tomorrow afternoon. The area from the Gold Coast in Queensland down to the Illawarra region of New South Wales can expect 40 to 80 millimetres in the next 24 hours. Large parts of northeast New South Wales and the Hunter region is on flood watch, and there are flood warnings for the Namoi and Peel rivers and less severe warnings for the Nepean and Barwon rivers. Weather Bureau meteorologist Helen Reid says the effects of this rain could linger.
Isolated to scattered showers will continue in coastal areas through Saturday on the easing trend into Sunday. While the weekend will be showery for those coastal parts, the rainfall totals will ease right back. However, we are likely to see the impacts of any flooding that develops continuing into next week.
The Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry says it is hopeful for progress on two key issues on this, the third and final day of the Economic Productivity Roundtable. It wants to see change in efficiency in government expenditure and tax reform. The government went into the federal election in May promising not to make changes to negative gearing and the capital gains benefit, but forum attendees are expected to make the case for those reforms today. Unions are set to argue for a full suite of tax measures, including limiting negative gearing to one investment property, with existing laws allowed to stay in place for the coming 5 years. CEO of the Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Andrew McKellar, says he expects a productive final day after the second day delivered substantial progress on issues including housing and construction.
Importantly, talking about how to look at efficiency in government expenditure and also obviously tax reform for the future. So those are critical topics. I think really this is a very vital session today. We have to make progress on those issues. So looking forward to the opportunity to contribute to that.
Israeli protesters and families of hostages have marched along the Gaza border as the Israeli military announces it has begun its assault on Gaza City. Israel's military said yesterday it will call up tens of thousands of reservists and extend the service of others ahead of the expanded operation. It comes after Defence Minister Israel Katz approved plans to begin a new phase of operations in some of Gaza's most densely populated areas. Many Gazans and foreign leaders fear a storming of Gaza City will cause significant casualties and massive displacement. Daniel Lifshitz, grandson of deceased hostage Oded Lifshitz, is among protesters calling on the Israeli government to accept a hostage and ceasefire deal.
First of all, to immediately come to the negotiation table and close the hostage deal. This hostage deal is a comprehensive hostage deal. It's just part A of a comprehensive hostage deal, as well Ambassador Witkoff told us before.
To sport now and in rugby league, Canberra Raiders utility Simi Sasangi says tomorrow night's clash with the Penrith Panthers in Bathurst will reflect what level the team is at heading into the finals series. The Raiders are the NRL's top team with 3 weeks to go until the finals series, but the Panthers are the competition's four-time defending champions who have recovered from a very poor start to the season to give themselves a chance at making it five titles in a row. Sasangi says this is the sort of hard game his team needs.
Yeah, that's what we've been building on the last couple of weeks. Is we know we're going to be playing finals, and these games are only good for it. Penrith are a quality side, and how we deal with that this weekend is will be a reflection of where we're at.
And that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom. I'm Camille Bianchi.